Sidebar with John Duran, Channel Q.
Welcome back, gang, to the next hour. We've got a couple of extraordinary guests coming up. We're just going to start out now with the incredible John Bozeman, who's back in studio from Truth Wins Out. Welcome back, John.
Incredible. Well, how nice.
Yes, because I think you're doing God's Word, and you were sitting through Rabbi Edwards' interview, and you know, I was watching you pay rapt attention to her, given
wonderful.
That she's a religious leader.
Yeah.
But for people who are listening, you were raised in, what, fundamentalism?
So it was a Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist.
I like to say cult, yes. Fundamentalist cult.
Yes.
So the church I went to had a school and a church, obviously. So I was there 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Where is this? What state?
This was in Athens, Georgia.
Georgia, all right.
Yeah, the good old South.
And so you were raised to think one thing, and when you realized you were gay, they tried to fix you by putting you into reparative therapy.
You know, what's interesting, I knew that I had attraction to men or boys at that time when I was five, very young. Mm. So I just at a very young age, I had this... dissonance with what are these people telling me and teaching me about myself that I know and you have no idea. And I wanted to fit in with that tribe, right? So I voluntarily went to conversion therapy. Mm. And I think that needs to be talked about, that adults, like after you turn 18, you still have the desire to be with your culture and your family, no matter how messed up it is.
Right.
So...
yeah, I mean, I watched Boy Erased. That was such a compelling movie about somebody that tried to go through reparative therapy and finally found a way out.
Yeah.
But not everybody finds a way out.
They
end up suicidal or despondent and despair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I haven't watched Boy Erased yet.
Oh.
I don't know if I have to find the right time.
I think I'm going to sit and watch it with you. I'm just going to hold your hand
bring out the Kleenex. I mean, God. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very powerful movie.
Yeah.
So Truth Wins Out was created to do what?
Yeah. So back in 2005, 2006, Wayne Besson started Truth Wins Out to call out conversion therapy leaders. And he spent the last 10 or so years outing a lot of these leaders. Because, I mean, Yvette Cantu-Schneider, when we interviewed her a couple months ago, she was with FRC and Exodus. She said she spent the majority of her time covering for leaders that were having sex with their clients.
Right.
I mean, and you know, we laugh and say, yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, these parents that are sent, and this isn't just sex with their clients who are, you know, consenting adults. Like, there are plenty of organizations that were doing really egregious things to kids.
Mm.
And he was outing them.
And so now Truth Wins Out is working on legislation, right, around the country and in the Congress to outlaw these practices?
Yeah, so we're spreading out quite a bit. There's still conversion therapy to call out and leaders to call out. These organizations tend to bubble up, get called out, go back into the dark and the shadows, and then pop back up somewhere else. So we're still doing that work. We are getting the word out about bills that are going up all over different states to ban conversion therapy for minors, which is a great place to start. Mm. Ted Lieu just introduced a bill to Congress to ban conversion therapy on a federal level.
And there's a good chance, I imagine, that'll pass the House. It may not see the light of day in the Senate, but it doesn't matter.
For now,
let's just get it out of one of the houses.
The conversation is what needs to be started. And quite honestly, I love that this bill is happening. I'd like to see it go a bit further. I think it's called the Fraud Prevention Act. So it's more about the fraud that's happening when you try to sell this quote therapy, snake oil, basically, to a problem that doesn't exist. But I would like to see it go further and label it child abuse.
Right.
That is exactly what it is.
It is abusive.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was raised Catholic, so, you know, I was raised in a religion that doesn't approve of homosexuality either.
Right.
And I remember having those tearful nights where, God, just take this away, take it away. You say you're all powerful, take it away, take it away. And waking up the next day and it was not changing.
It's not good.
And then I was left in a place of despair. What am I supposed to do?
You know, what commonly happens when you're that person going through that, asking to be changed through prayer or whatever, and it doesn't happen, you can just self-blame even more. Because then you have this outside contingent that says, well, you just didn't try hard enough or didn't pray hard enough.
Right. As if you could pray
it away.
In the first
place.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. That's why I think this work is so critical, what you all are doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so too. And what I find in the community is, you know, you talk about conversion therapy and you get this, what? That's still a thing?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it truly is. And while it might not be out and loud and proud, it's still this conversation that's happening in the flyover states, or, I mean, even here in California, that further pushes that narrative that LGBTQ people don't deserve equality. And any law that's trying to be passed that's against the LGBTQ community is based really in this idea that you don't have to be the way you are. So going after conversion therapy organizations and leaders isn't just about stopping that. It really is trying to bury the narrative that we're less than human.
Right. And yeah, this is always the fun part about this argument, with because I've had it with many fundamentalists over the decades. It's like, well, you just choose to be gay. It's like, okay, let's just think about this. Going to choose to be ostracized from my family, my friends, my God, myself. Right. I'm going to choose to be shunned, to be treated as less than, to be treated as inferior. I'm going to choose to be isolated and away from my... Yes, this is a logical choice for me to make.
I want a life of depression and suicidal ideation. I want to spend thousands of dollars in therapy.
What a great choice.
I've got goals.
You know, and all in the interest of lust. Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Right, right. God. Not love. It's not love.
No, not love. It's not love. Not love.
Yeah,
it's that's why I think the work you're doing. And maybe that's the reason why they have to treat it as fraud. Because if I can step into the shoes of the other, which I try to do when I don't understand something, these parents they really think they are hopeful that they can make this happen.
Right.
Because they love their child. But maybe if the parent began to believe that you were being tricked or fooled by something fraudulent, it would give them pause. Because you can't have a battle over spirituality or religion. No one's going to concede.
Right.
They're not going to concede that they're wrong on religion or spirituality.
Right.
But you're being defrauded. Maybe that's the opening.
Right. Which is extremely helpful. But I will say that a Fraud Prevention Act won't touch the churches. So while it's a great step forward and it needs to happen on any plane, this needs to happen. I think there does eventually, if not as soon as possible, we need to have a conversation that this is abuse.
Right.
It damages people.
Yeah.
And there are people in this world that could be doing so much more with who they are if they didn't have to spend so much time trying to be okay with themselves.
So true. The American Psychiatric Association treated homosexuality as a deviancy until 1973. Mm-hmm. In 73, it was made normal. Yeah, which led to then the repeal of the sodomy laws in 75 in California and other places. So, I mean, looking at this historical timeline, I understand how we got here, but seriously, from 73 to 2019, there's a lot of journey, a lot of road has been traveled, and this should have been buried decades ago.
Well, enter the Southern Strategy. That's partly why we're here, too.
Oh, and you have a set to go after the Southern states? So.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the Southern Strategy that started in, the late 60s, early 70s?
Oh, where about realignment of the Republican Party.
Yeah, they chose abortion and LGBTQ people.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and
gays,
I think
guns, and God.
Yeah. I mean, people wouldn't care about us if they weren't told to.
Right.
No. For a voter base.
No, I think that's...
Which is a deeper conversation.
I want you to see Boy Erase. I actually...
Can we get a supportive group together, watching Party Crew?
We will.
Can we take lots of pauses? Yeah,
and we'll take pauses, and we'll all take you in hands and lift you up, whatever you need to be lifted.
Can we have a double feature and play Anti-Mame directly after, please? I've been trying to get you to do that watch party for years.
I'm going to make you watch, by the way, gang, if you ever watch Anti-Mame with Rosalind Russell, never Lucille Ball.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Watch
don't
Lucille
even mention
Ball.
The Lucille Ball version. I don't even know what that is.
Rosalind Russell, 1959 or 58 is when the movie was made.
Life is a banquet. Most
and
poor
most suckers,
suckers
are starving,
starving
to death.
So come on, Agnes, live.
live. There you go. Look at you quoting Anti-Mame even though you've never seen
it. Dude, it was my favorite movie when I was 3 or 4 years old. You'd think all the signs were there. All the signs were there.
Of course, Jason over here, you've probably never seen Anti-Mame, have you, dude?
No, I couldn't say that.
No,
well, you get to come to the watch party.
Yeah, you're going to come to the watch party too, Jason. That is so funny. Wow. Ooh. Well, we are going to go to commercial break in just a second here, but when we come back, and maybe you'll stay and join the conversation.
I'll stay.
All right.
I'm having fun.
We're going to talk to Doug Spearman, an actor, writer, director here in Hollywood, African-American gay guy, about the portrayal of black lives in film and TV. Yeah, and stereotypes and tokenism. Fun stuff, huh?
Right. Going deep on the show today.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. A Sidebar with John Duran. We'll be right back after this commercial break here on Channel Q.
The new Channel Q.